Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. One of the premier jazz venues for Dixieland on the West Coast in the 1950s was San Francisco's famed Club Hangover. Besides Earl Hines, Muggsy Spanier, and Louis Armstrong all heard this hour, tailgate trombonist Kid Ory was among the Hangover's most popular headliners. Here he is playing Indiana. Back home again in Indiana, Kid Ory and his Creole Jazz Band, launching this hour of rare live broadcasts from San Francisco's legendary Club Hangover. More from Ory just ahead. This is Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing classic blues and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer, thanks for joining me. In this hour of Club Hangover rarities, broadcast by Earl Hines with Muggsy Spanier, trumpeters Red Nichols and Louis Armstrong. And though many of these tapes have been issued on disc from time to time, what you're hearing is taken from first-generation master tapes, which I've restored and which are now preserved in the archive of the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation. Club Hangover owner Doc Doherty was a strong personality who wanted good, solid Dixieland music. Hangover was in downtown San Francisco, just one block from the Powell Street cable car line, and the Saturday night broadcast publicized the club on Clear Channel KCBS that blanketed a large area from Los Angeles in the south as far north as Vancouver, Canada. Trombonist Kid Ory was very popular in the Bay Area in the 50s and 60s, and even owned his own club in San Francisco for a while, and was a frequent guest at the Hangover. Born in 1886, Horry led a much-storied musical life beginning on the streets of Golden Era New Orleans before 1920, moving on to key roles in Chicago jazz of the 20s with Louis Armstrong and King Oliver, and then in the 40s frequently appearing on Orson Welles' radio series. Horry's distinctive tailgate trombone typifies an early generation of gutty, growling, raucous New Orleans trombonists. On-air host for most of the Hangover broadcast was Bob Gurner, a 30-year KCBS radio employee who preserved these tapes until his passing a few years ago. This 1954 broadcast was one of Kid's best bands. George Probert plays clarinet and soprano sax, Alvin Alcorn trumpet, Don Ewell piano, Ed Montuti Garland bass, and Minor Hall drums. And at the time, Horry's original tune dating back to the 1920s, Muskrat Ramble, with a newly written lyric, was enjoying a major revival.
You know, I think we ought to bring you up to date on what's happening with Kid Horry's tune, The Muskrat Ramble. As you know, it's enjoying a nationwide revival at this point. Well, we just got the word that the top version of the tune in sales by the one by the McGuire sisters has now gone some 200,000 copies, all by itself. And, of course, it's been recorded by just about everybody, including Kid Horry's old buddy, Louis Armstrong's got a fine version of it. But the one that sort of tops it all off is we understand that a label called Tico, who specialize in Latin American tunes, have just brought out the Muskrat Ramble Mambo. And to top it all off, Good Time Jazz Company, for whom Kid Horry records, has just rushed out his own version of it as a single record, which is just out today. After all that talking, supposing that we listen to them do it right here and now at Club Hangover. Kid Horry, his Creole jazz band, and his own tune, The Muskrat Ramble.
The legendary Kid Ory and his Creole Jazz Band, a club hangover rarity on jazz rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Yet to come this hour, Muggsy Spanier, Earl Hines, Louis Satchmo Armstrong, and next up is Red Nichols. Red Nichols' horn sound is sometimes likened to Bix Beiderbecke's, which I don't think is really an accurate comparison, at least not during the time of Red's greatest popularity around 1930. Though in later years, Red did strive to emulate Beiderbecke and kept tunes from the 20s associated with Bix in his repertory, like two in this set, Lazy Daddy, and Beiderbecke's best-known original composition, this moody, impressionistic, In a Mist. Thank you.
Beiderbecke in a Mist. Symphonic Dixieland jazz by Red Nichols from the Hangover here in San Francisco on Bush Street, just above Powell. Bit of time, so Red, how about dragging out Lazy Daddy? We wanted to hear that one earlier. We're going to hear it right now. Red Nichols, the famous Five Pennies, and Lazy Daddy. Thank you. remains of Lazy Danny, who certainly isn't straining here tonight with Red Nichols and his famous five pennies, featuring Joe Rushton on bass saxophone, the whomping sound all night long there. It's time to bring to an end another one of our Saturday evening concerts and Dixieland music from the famed Hangover on Bush Street just above Powell, here in the heart of San Francisco. Come on down and join us any night except Sunday. Listen to all the music with Meat Lux Lewis and his trio now on intermissions. Now, on behalf of our boss, Doc Doherty, your engineer, Paul Smith, this is Jimmy Lyon saying so long. Thank you all so much for listening. Good night. This is KCBS, the Star's Address in San Francisco.
Trumpeter Red Nichols, Five Pennies, enjoying a comeback, thanks in part to the West Coast Traditional Jazz Revival during a live broadcast from 1953. Incidentally, host for the Hangover broadcast prior to 1954 was Jimmy Lyons. Club Hangover rarities still ahead this hour include Louis Armstrong and Muggsy Spanier with Earl Hines. This is the award-winning jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer. At the Jazz Rhythm website, you can explore early jazz or request a program playlist at www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at MississippiRag.com. I feel lucky to have met the host for most of these broadcasts, the late Bob Gerner, who offered me access to these excellent tapes, especially this one rare 1954 appearance of Louis Satchmo Armstrong at Club Hangover. Here's Struttin' with Some Barbecue and Back of Town Blues.